Much of the last 3 months at the Idaho legislature has focused on hot-button issues, Medicaid expansion, ballot initiatives, and hemp, just to name a few. After an acrimonious session marred by political infighting and at times daily protests, Idaho lawmakers finally left Boise. James Dawson has this look back on the third longest legislative session in the state's history.
The ayes have it, and the House is adjourned, sine die.
Towards the end of this 95-day session, the days were marked by hours-long backroom negotiations among House Republican leaders. They were intent on forcing work requirements for people who can soon get health care under the state's voter-approved Medicaid expansion. They also wanted to tighten up Idaho's ballot initiative laws to make them among the most restrictive in the country. Despite intense public pushback, Republicans forced them through both the House and Senate. Jason Monks, the House's assistant majority leader, insists they did listen to hours upon hours of public testimony against these proposals.
We're trying to make sure that we're listening to people when we can. We're making those decisions when we think they're important for us. And I thought we did a fantastic job of taking the input that we received, making adjustments, course corrections, and moving forward with that.
They did backpedal a bit on both the initiative restrictions proposal and mandatory work requirements for Medicaid. Governor Brad Little eventually vetoed the initiative's bills, but signed off on the Medicaid tweaks. Several Republicans, like Representative Megan Blanksma, say the voices against these proposals aren't the same ones they hear from back home.
We do listen to input, but the whole idea is each of us are from a different district with very different needs. And just because it's said in the auditorium in Boise in Ada County doesn't necessarily reflect the feelings of the greater part of the state.
Blanksma's rural district spans Elmore and Owyhee counties, plus parts of Twin Falls County. She acknowledges her constituents did vote 55% in favor of expanding Medicaid last November.
But there are also voices in my district that were very frustrated with that approval. And I think that you don't want to discount the voices that are in the minority on that vote.
That kind of response angered a lot of people who came to testify at hearings over the past few months. No matter how many people took a stand against these bills, it didn't seem to matter to dead-set legislators.
I cannot remember a session that did more damage to the faith of people in their government or that was so consistently marked by the Republican majority's total disregard for the will of the people of Idaho.
That's Democratic Representative Alana Rubel. Hearings on bills where the bulk of testimony was initially blocked, hastily called committee meetings with little notice, and bills quickly amended without public testimony. All of it, Rubel says, added up. To cap it all off, House and Senate Republicans squared off in a staring contest over what's historically been a rubber-stamped bill to renew more than 8,000 pages of administrative rules. The House won and left town, leaving all of these rules to expire July 1st.
This is kind of a first. I have no recollection of this body ever just leaving and dropping the ball on something so major that's such a core part of our obligations.
Governor Little says he'll revive all of those rules before they expire, but that sets up a bitter fight next year to make all of them permanent again. Jasper Likowsky is the chair of College of Idaho's Department of Political Economy. Here's how he characterized this year's session.
I kind of saw it as almost like a heavyweight boxing fight, and this was like the first round, and both sides are kind of like feeling each other out, just saying, okay, well, how much can I get away with here?
Likowsky says he saw a lack of leadership from Republican legislative chiefs.
The cats were all roaming all over the place, and nobody was keeping them together.
That criticism went all the way to the top, too. He says he would have liked to have seen Governor Little be more assertive this past session.
You have a lot of issues out there that are splitting the legislature and the public, and he doesn't make any really forceful stands on this.
Little says Likowsky is entitled to his own opinion, but he points to what he views as successes over the past few months: giving teachers a raise, putting more money towards literacy, and setting state government up to cut regulations.
Anybody from almost any other state would kill to have this kind of results. Talk to other states. Look at the federal government. Look at the confidence at the federal level. Look at what we're doing in the most important thing we do in Idaho, in education.
Little said during his inaugural address that the most sacred duty of elected officials is to uphold the trust of citizens. Activists and critics have already called this promise into question, which could set up an even more contentious legislative session and 2020 election. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.